This is Akashvani. In the program Spotlight, now we bring you discussion on role of Border Security Force, BSF, in controlling infiltration, smuggling and ensuring border security. The participants are Nitin Agarwal, Director General Border Security Force, and Omvish Upadhyay, Anchor.
Today we will talk about India's border guarding organization, the Border Security Force. Over the years, the Border Security Force has been involved in numerous critical initiatives aimed at enhancing our border security infrastructure and ensuring the safety and security of our citizens. In today's interview, we'll delve into the challenges and trumps faced by the BSF and gain a deeper understanding of the vital role this organization plays in maintaining national security. And today, we are joined in studio by Nitin Agarwal, the Director General of Border Security Forces. Welcome to the program, Mr. Agarwal.
Thank you.
So, sir, I would like to know from you about the very significant role and responsibilities of Border Security Forces.
After the Indo-Pak War of 1965, need was felt to guard the Indo-Pakistan border. Earlier, it was guarded by local police forces. So, in 1965, BSF was raised to guard the Indo-Pakistan border. Till 1971, it was one Pakistan. And in 1971, we had the Indo-Pakistan War of 1971 and the Liberation War of Bangladesh. In this war, BSF played a great role and it was quite instrumental in liberation of Bangladesh. And after that, it became Bangladesh border. And BSF continued to be there since it was already there. Since then, BSF has come a long way. It started with 25 battalions in 1st December 1965, to be precise, under the stewardship of legendary K.F. Rustamji, whose birthday was here 2 days ago. And today only we celebrated his birthday. And we celebrate his birthday by organizing Rustamji Memorial Lecture. So this time, it was the National Security Advisor, Mr. Ajit Doval, who did the honors. And coming back to your question, these are the two principal responsibilities of BSF, guarding the Indo-Pakistan border and guarding the Indo-Bangladesh border. Besides this, since 2009, BSF has been deputed to the LWE theater, the left-wing extremist theater. So we have sizable presence in the Odisha as well as Chhattisgarh states, where we are doing anti-Naxal operations, and you may have heard of this operation about 1 month ago, in which BSF along with the local police of Chhattisgarh carried out one operation in which 29 Naxals were killed and one BSF inspector and two DIG constables got bullet injuries, but they have survived, and this was a very successful operation. So Indo-Bangladesh border, Indo-Pakistan border, anti-Naxal operations. Besides this, we have several local duties guarding some high security prisons, VIP security and law and order duties in various areas and counterinsurgency operations. It keeps on changing, you see, depending on the country's requirement. So currently, this is what we are doing. And we have an air wing with which we support other security forces in remote areas. For example, ITBP, which guards the Indo-Tibet border, has several posts which are air maintained. So they require helicopter support. In Northeast as well as in LWE theater, other forces are also there. So we give them air support. That is also one of our responsibilities.
Absolutely. And Mr. Agarwal, while answering, you highlighted different roles that BSF plays, be it about national security, countering cross-border illegal activities and all that. My next question is related to that whenever there are incidents like illegal activities through drone, and we are in the age of high-end technology, so how does BSF try to secure borders against such incidents?
Yes, rather these drones which we face are being used as mules. They are basically carrying heroin and sometimes arms and ammunition. These are all things which need to be avoided from getting into hands of people and anti-national elements. So we have a very robust policy to check them. Earlier we used to just shoot them down. Sometimes we were successful in shooting down the drone, sometimes we were not. But when we were not successful in shooting down the drone, we used to at least get the payload it was carrying and prevented it from falling into wrong hands. Last year, in the year 2023, we had brought down about 107 drones which were originating in Pakistan. And in total, we caught about 500 kilograms plus of heroin, very good quality heroin, and several arms and ammunition. This year so far, we have caught 75 drones and about 200 kilograms of heroin. We also have anti-drone systems which help us in bringing down drones which are rogue drones, and this is how we do it.
Absolutely. And when we talk about these sophisticated technology which are conducted by anti-national elements, are there any such technological advancements that the BSF also is doing to counter against these activities?
Absolutely. Nobody can live without use of technology. You see, we have to be better than the adversary, the anti-national elements. So if they use technology, technology can be beaten by technology alone. So we also have access to technology and we use technology to counter their moves.
And sir, here I would like to know from you that you mentioned about different operations that the BSF do. And obviously, all these senior officials of BSF, there is a comprehensive strategy also. And if I may name some of them, that Operation Alert, Operation Sar Dhawa. And we have seen that over time, all these operations also help BSF to counter against these illegal activities. So how such operations contribute to the overall readiness of BSF time to time?
You see, operations are a great way to know the preparedness of your force. So when you operate, different portions of the force are mobilized, different instruments are used. So that gives an opportunity to know what is working, what's not working. Usually we try to keep everything working. We have periodic maintenance schedules of various equipment. But sometimes in time of need, certain things don't work. And when we actually operate, we realize how to move, how not to move. So all these learnings are taken down, and after the operation is over, we debrief and take these experiences into account for improvement in the next, you know, kind of operation or requirement.
And sir, when we listen about the projects like road tunnel in Tawang, Arunachal Pradesh, aimed at ensuring all weather connectivity, both locals and security forces. So what are the key infrastructure development that are in place right now that you see are very crucial for BSF's operation also and will help them in future?
One of the things which is very essential to BSF working is the fence, the border fence. Border fence helps us in preventing transborder crimes. It also delays infiltration if somebody is trying to attempt. That gives us an opportunity to neutralize that threat. Similarly, there are farms ahead of the fence. In Punjab, for example, there's a lot of people who are doing farming. The fence is not right at the zero line. The fence is some distance behind. So a lot of farms are there which are up to zero line, from the fence to the zero line. So these people need to be allowed to go to the fence so that they can tend to their field and do their cultivation. We have to have some gates for operations so that these people who are village folk can go and attend to their fields through these gates. Now, through these gates, only they are going and no one else is going. No unauthorized person is entering. To check that is a huge task. So we have a system in place. We use technology to ensure this. So this is one major item of infrastructure that we need. Second infrastructure we need is border roads so that we can access all places and keep it under our domination, under our observation. So for that, we need axial roads. We have certain points on the border where we are located. From there, we must patrol the entire border so that we know that the border is safe. For that, we need roads. So these axial roads connect our BOP, the border outpost, to the fence or to the border. These are called axial roads. We need these axial roads as well as patrolling tracks which are all along the fence. So for these, the government has to acquire land to construct these roads and to erect fence. So that acquiring of land is a slow process. We are a democracy. We have constitutional ways of doing this. So the government asks the state governments to give land. Then they start their acquisition process. People are willing to sell or willing not to sell. Even those who are willing, sometimes after selling, go to the court. They say, I don't want to sell, or I want a higher compensation, and things like this. That's why it gets delayed. So this is one issue which we are struggling with. But on the whole, we are quite well provided in terms of infrastructure and we are able to carry out our mandate.
We talked about how BSF do well in countering narcotics, border transfer. But sir, one important role is also of the people who reside in border areas. So I want to know from you that how BSF makes sure that there is this connection and bond between the security forces and also the local community. Are there any special campaigns that contribute to the relation building?
Actually, we have always been associated in a big way with the local population wherever we are in the border areas. And in fact, BSF is a household name in several states like Punjab, like Rajasthan, like Gujarat, even in Kashmir. because BSF is a very old force and local police forces got absorbed in BSF in the initial years. So they have that kind of connect. And a lot of people from Punjab, Rajasthan, Gujarat and Kashmir are in BSF. So every family has some relative or the other in the BSF. That is one aspect. Secondly, we do a lot of civic action programs for civilian population, which helps them in their daily lives, as well as brings us closer to them, and they become our sources of information. They are like a force multiplier. In Punjab, for example, when the drones come, sometimes they miss our observation. And the heroin packet which they drop, sometimes we are unable to find because of the vegetation or because of the crops. But the relation with the local people in Punjab is such that any packet they find, they will come and report to BSF, then we'll go and seize it and give it to the police. So that kind of confidence they have in BSF. Any information they have, they will immediately come to a BSF chowki or a BSF outpost and share it with BSF. That BSF will take it to its logical conclusion, which we do. So that is one. Secondly, we also have some other programs like medical camps. We have doctors in our force. They examine the patients in the local area. They give them medicines. They sometimes do small surgeries also, which are possible locally. And we give sports goods to schools. We organize sports events in which local population participates. So that kind of interaction we have with them. And these days we have started a new program just a few months ago, which is called the boot camp. Now, boot camp is very interesting. We have second line of BOPs. Earlier, these BOPs were a lot, many kilometers from the zero line. And we were operating from there. Now we have gone forward. We are closer to the border. So these older BOPs, which were much farther from border, we are using these BOPs to give the youth a sense of BSF life. So we invite young students, school, college, maybe 10th, 11th, 12th, studying children who can take care of themselves, and college students. We invite them for 4 or 5 days to stay with us. So we give them a feel of the life in BSF. They get up early in the morning. After the morning ablutions, they are given some yoga practice or some physical exercises, after which they break for breakfast, like Fauji does. And then they again reassemble. They are given some inputs on national security, some case studies of BSF, some operations of BSF. Then they are given some arms training. They are given to handle the arms which we actually use, the arms which are in use these days. So they take these arms, they do a bit of drill, and they are given a demonstration of the parade which we do at Wagah Atari border in Amritsar. And we have a museum in a place called Nara Bet in Gujarat. This is actually a BSF museum over there. So we have laid out various events in the history of BSF and in the history of the country. And they buy some mementos, which we have small shops, some ties, etc.
As we enter the very concluding stage of our program, I would also like to know from you that you talked in detail about that there are numerous initiatives and things to do for public around and that help for the community building. Is there also any special training or welfare program for BSF personnel and their families?
Yes. In fact, we have a scheme called Bal Prahari Vikas Yojana. Prahari is a border man and soldier of BSF, and Bal is their children. So we have a system of doing a bit of talent hunt, and those children who show some promise, they are groomed and given training in various sports. For example, shooting, hockey and things like this, and boxing. So we keep them in our hostel. We train them. They also get normal school education, and they are, you know, nurtured into a sports talent for the country. Similarly, we have several schools in the BSF, up to 12th secondary schools. We have an engineering college also in BSF, in which BSF children as well as outsiders can also study. Then we have Ankur play schools in every battalion, which is meant for tiny tots. So we have this system of nurturing families.
Absolutely, sir. On that note, we conclude the program. Thank you so much for joining us today on Akashvani.
Thank you.
You were listening to a discussion on role of Border Security Force, BSF, in controlling infiltration, smuggling and ensuring border security. The participants were Nitin Agarwal, Director General, Border Security Force, and Omvesh Upadhyay, Anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com